This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his foreign minister and defense minister will head the candidates' list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary election. By placing Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on the list, Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning. Both have substantial popularity for their firm positions on the military and on challenges to the West. Being on the party list does not oblige them to take parliament seats if elected. And Iran's hardline judiciary chief has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. The results propelled Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. The vote appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Out of over 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million voted. Of those voting, some 3.7 million people either accidentally or intentionally voided their ballots. That's far beyond the amount seen in previous elections. Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. His candidacy, in the sense that the election served more as a coronation for him, sparked widespread apathy among eligible voters. And again, Iran's judiciary chief, Ibrahim Raisi, has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. There is more available at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Anti-corruption protesters have taken to the streets in more than a score of cities across Brazil as the nation's confirmed death toll from COVID-19 soared past 500,000. It's a tragedy many critics blame on President Jair Bolsonaro's attempt to minimize the disease. Thousands gathered Saturday in Rio de Janeiro, waving flags reading, "Get out, Bolsonaro." The marchers hoisted posters reading, "500,000 deaths, it's his fault." Similar marches took place in at least 22 or Brazil's 26 states. They were promoted by left-wing opposition parties who have been heartened by Bolsonaro's declining poll ratings, with next year's presidential race looming. Authorities say that a driver slammed into spectators at the start of a pride parade in South Florida in the U.S., killing one person and injuring another. The Fort Lauderdale mayor says a pickup truck driver acted like he was part of the Wilton Manor Stonewall Pride Parade, but then suddenly accelerated when he was told he was next, crashing into the victims. The driver was taken into custody. Authorities did not immediately say whether they think the crash was intentional, but the mayor said he believes the crash was a deliberate attack against the LGBTQ community. A member of Uganda's Olympic team has tested positive for the coronavirus and was barred entry into Japan. And the first detected infection among arriving athletes for the Tokyo Games opening in just 5 weeks. The eight other members of the team left early Sunday by chartered bus for the host town of Osaka, central Japan, where COVID-19 cases are still being reported overwhelmingly. The minister in charge of the economic policy said on NHK TV that the government was looking into what had happened with all the border controls. Just recapping one of our top stories, Russian President Vladimir Putin now saying that his foreign minister and defense minister will head into the candidates list for the United Russia Party in September's parliamentary election. And it is said that by placing the foreign minister Sergei Lavrov and the defense minister Sergei Shoigu on the list, Putin is trying to increase voter enthusiasm for the party that has had waning support more recently. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.